Do it.
Take it easy, man. We got a show to start. You're already mid-debate.
We just turned the mics on and Leroy's freaking out.
Just upset.
I'm hype.
What are you hype about, man?
Well, I'm pissed off about, one...
I got to take a picture.
No.
Don't put any pictures out yet. I got to do the side-by-side first.
Okay.
Your ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think your testicles might be hanging out the bottom of that thing.
Let me see. Nope. I'm good.
Are you... You're in the Bobrovsky.
Yes,
you lost the Dartboard of Doom.
Yes, thank you very much. Happy to be here with you guys. New morning show. Very good. Hello. Bobrovsky here.
I got a toga? I don't know what kind of hat that is. It's not Russian.
It is. Actually, it's a Russian sauna hat, so minus one. You speak out of turn.
It kind of looks like something Paddington would wear if his yellow hat was missing.
Maybe Paddington would wear it if he was minus one. Paddington ski.
You almost made it to 605, Beast.
Paddington ski.
Yeah, man. I don't feel like Wild Thing played enough. What the hell? Like, went away.
Yeah, Robbie's yet to figure out really the fading process on the board. And
yeah. Hello, everybody. Sergey Bobrovsky here, hosting morning show. Today we talk hockey. Hello.
So this is kind of like the first, I guess not, it's really the, how many times have we done shenanigans in this place? Is this the first place? It's the first
time?
Yeah,
this is the first bet that's being paid off at this point.
People love it.
Ashley yelled down the hall, like 50 feet, Tom and lose a bet again! Yep.
Yep. Well, no. Let's clarify that. Tobin paying up his bets.
Right, correct.
Because we got a bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah, a lot of debt. A
lot of debt out there.
As far as Guido hasn't come in and shaken us down yet.
You could kick rocks anywhere, and you have yet to kick a damn
I think we wiped the slate clean because we're in a new building.
Nope.
Ruling?
Debt is debt.
Right.
Of course.
Guido's coming to collect.
Guido?
I still got to do the Bagger Vance from like 2 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. That would be, I mean, and that's right down the street. We go to,
finding him the outfit.
And now we can do it.
Oh, no, I understand, but finding Robbie the Bagger Vance.
No, it's not that hard. All it is just a suit and just the old-timey hat. That's all he wore. He wore a vest and a tie.
Old-timey hat.
And you got to wear long socks and tuck the bottom of your pants.
Right. Tuck the pants into the Aren't the pants like fluffy or whatever? Baggy?
For a golf tournament, we used to do a golf.
I can't. Jeez.
For a golf tournament with the senior tour 1 year, we did a tournament in at Sawgrass.
Okay.
And they later moved to New York, but we had to wear knickers. That's what they're called. I know.
Please tell me, are there pictures?
I mean, probably from years ago. Yeah, we had to take the pictures.
You better find some.
Well, because first of all, some of the knickers on the bigger guys look like baseball pants because
I can't imagine myself in knickers.
What fat guy is going to, you know, they look like your turkey pants.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, Robbie, you called it.
Pride.
Pride was a factor yesterday for the Fish going away day, and they came up big beating those Dodgers.
Nobody calls it that. Going away day. It's getaway day. Going away day? Has anybody in the history of sports called it going away day?
No.
Minus one.
Did I just invent that?
That's not a
thing. No, you didn't invent it.
Minus one.
Okay. Getaway day. Marlins beat the Dodgers 13-7. The groundskeeper. Or the raker, as Jethro would call him.
Oh my God! What is Jethro doing? She's going on these. She's embarrassing herself with having the groundskeeper on and calling him the wrong nickname.
Correct. Yes, that's what.
What?
Happened.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I got asked by Chris Cody the other day because they were discussing the groundskeeper as well, and they didn't know why he was called the groundskeeper, and he thought it was because he covered so much ground. I'm like, nah, man. He's a ground. He rakes and he has a hose. So obvious. It's the most obvious nickname of all time.
Get out of here. Groundskeeper 3-for-4, 3 RBI. Starlin Castro 2-for-4, drove in 3 runs. Jorge Alfaro 3-for-4, 3 RBI. I saw Lou Brinson got into the mix.
3 RBIs.
Sweet Lou coming in there yesterday, going at laying the leather out there for Caleb Whiff. Everybody, I heard you yahoos out here yesterday criticizing Sweet Lou, say too late to develop. It's never too late. Mind you, I did not win my first heavyweight championship of the world.
It was you!
No, that was that charlatan. That charlatan you have sitting in this seat. I called him out. I didn't win my first heavyweight championship until I was 34.
Great. Now we're having arguments between alter egos.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're an alter ego. And I tell you one thing. I didn't see any sassy GIF tweets from this guy, Will Mansoor. He went out there and he called out Glenn Geffen at the drop of a hat. But where were you yesterday? Oh, you're getting a little smarmy. You're getting a little smart. Well, you think you're some kind of anchor. The only anchoring you're doing is bringing down the broadcast. No further questions, Mean Gene. Go fish.
The Dolphins, preseason game number 2.
Oh, notepad game.
Oh, like a safety, huge.
Like a safety.
What's a notepad game?
What is a notepad game? We're taking down notes.
Taking notes, man.
Yeah,
what,
man.
What are you talking about?
What are you?
Rosen versus Fitzpatrick.
I mean, I will be at home on a computer.
I'm telling you right now.
2 columns, pros, cons.
I will tell you right now. The first time somebody sends me a body language text, I'm out.
Why?
What about a notepad emoji?
Yeah, I love the little handwriting emoji. Taking notes.
And it goes both ways. A touchdown gets the notepad. An interception gets the notepad. And body language text.
I can't wait for quarterback discussion Monday.
Bro, it's going to be on. This is it. This is the
Well, switch. No, it's not it.
It's what are you talking about? The dress rehearsal is a week away. If you don't have your quarterback by the dress rehearsal, you have no quarterback.
Well, no. I mean, the dress rehearsal is the final.
They will announce the starter before the third game.
See?
Ooh.
Point for Tobin. Mm. Point for Bobrovsky.
And point for me. Ooh, yeah.
I mean, you know what's crazy? When I played, I used to build for the last game. I don't know why all of a sudden they thought, okay, we need to.
Because nobody wants to get injured right before the regular season
Robbie,
starts.
Nobody was getting hurt, Robbie. Like, it wasn't, oh my goodness, somebody's getting hurt. Let's, you know. No, it just kind of started that way. And then if the right team does it, everybody will start, you know.
Tampa Bay is a 3-point favorite tonight, Robbie.
That is correct.
The over-under is 42.5.
It must have dropped because I have it at 43.
Oh, well, that hook came thundering in. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Robbie, I want to trigger you this morning because I like when you get all triggered.
Oh, no, another hashtag TNM.
No. Jeets did not rule in moving the fences at Marlins Park.
Yeah, there's a whole Joe Fasaro has a whole long article about, you know, how the Marlins have had the fewest home runs outside of like San Francisco since the ballpark opened in 2012.
He didn't rule in moving the fences?
Rule out moving in.
-1.
-1 for delivery.
I can't freaking win today.
Here's the problem.
You could just read correctly.
Here's the problem with that, though.
The Dodgers had a pretty good time. I'm hitting at
right,
Marlins Park. You know,
is that going to help the Marlins or help the other team?
I mean, I will say, like the last, I mean, they did have a guy hit 60 home runs one season. So maybe we should just get better hitters.
I agree.
I think JJ Bleday is going to be okay. It's just me.
DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL in a rec league game.
That's hard times, man.
I won't give my hot take on that because Leroy will tear me to pieces.
I will say this. Like that is, I mean, that's all been in the same leg, hasn't it? The quad, the ACL, and the Achilles.
Yeah.
Could also be the same leg. Yeah, is it all the same leg? No. But you said the same area.
No.
No, I literally
play,
said this.
Damn it,
I literally said the
you,
same leg.
You must play Houston. We have a problem. That was the biggest.
I
example.
Thought you said same area.
There was another one where it's like, Willie say Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, that's a yes.
I say no way.
Yes, what? Yes, a plus 250.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Nope.
They're in Houston, but Houston's not
there
playing.
There it comes thundering in.
So they kind of.
The only way that happens is if there's a blackout again. Like there was in the Ravens versus 49ers.
Oh, this is a good one. Will the term Houston, we have a problem be said on TV during the live broadcast? Yes, plus 250, no, minus
Robbie,
400.
Robbie,
help me out here.
Turn his mic off. Hey, what's funny, the best part of when you do that, or anybody, like Tobin has this look of absolute disgust. Like, he's like, and then he uses the phrase.
He walked out of the room when he had your Paul George moment.
Wait.
That was ridiculous.
He goes, I literally just said that.
No, but this wasn't even like a second in between. He goes, hey, it might be the same leg. And then you thunder in. No. Hey, you know what? It might be the same leg.
Hold on. I heard everything he said. I thought he said same area. And I'm like, no, it could be like just the same leg. He's like, you know, compensating when he has an injury and something else goes wrong. That's all I was saying. I literally did not think I was repeating what he said. So, my bus, as Tobin would say.
Yeah. I mean, it happens to all of us. It's happened to all of us.
Now, I know, like, we're not going to rip on him for playing rec league basketball, but he was, like, bringing the ball up. Like, that's something he wouldn't normally be doing.
Bro, Bam is lighting up rec league, basically. This is Miami Pro League. Is, what is it, a step above rec league?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
You got behind the back alley-oops.
They play basketball to be in shape. Like, it's more of a sad story than the fact that he was doing it at a rec league. Right. Would you guys care if it was Lakers practice? Like, right. The problem is his leg is all jacked up. Hasn't been fixed basically since the Achilles. You know? That's the sad part about it. This guy was a max contract player. He's gone two straight years having to take a mid-level deal, then a minimum deal.
And he was getting ready to be a max guy.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, not even close. There's no questions. There's no nothing. Like, if he would have made it through that offseason, it would have been like, who's gonna take the max from?
One final story.
Who lost more money, Cousins or Isaiah Thomas?
Cousins. Because there's probably teams that would not have paid IT.
All it takes is one.
No, but again, Cousins would have got offered that from anybody.
Exactly.
So the options were there for him.
Brett Yormark is out as the CEO of the Nets.
There's a shocker.
Whoa. Really?
Yep.
That actually kind of is a shocker. Why?
Because
Progeroff sold, right? He sold to the Alibaba guy.
Yeah, correct.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, Kyrie hooked up with Twinsky, Michael. Fired his agent.
Mm-hmm.
Fired his agent to sign up with the Yormarks.
Correct.
Interesting.
So there you go.
I do find that interesting. All right, we're back after this.
Always there when you call. Shots. Always on time.
John Rule.
Baby.
You got the board, so you're like your numbers are
I know Ja Rule.
Okay, but
I was that's why I was so disappointed in Firefest. I love Ja Rule. It's cold in here, boys. I'm not going to lie.
I guess the Firefest is always on time.
I would say cover up your junk and you'd be fine.
My junk isn't showing.
Well, it's not
you think they wore tidy whiteys back in the day?
It's not his junk. It's like half of his chest or hanging.
I'm looking straight down. I'm not taking any chances, man. I don't know if that thing's going
to
hold.
I asked Robbie if he could pin me before the show. He felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, never mind, man. I got it.
Really?
Yeah, because I was trying to get
more uncomfortable than getting your back hair shaved?
Probably.
I would rather have
that's yourself, and plus your wife was doing it. I was like, hey, Robbie, please. Please, Robbie, I need you to tie up my Bobrovsky. And he's like, ugh, all right. He settled for just taking the picture.
If I had to choose, I'd go back wax.
What's that?
That's what money does. Money have you buy glasses that look ridiculous.
I agree with that. Draymond Green's all over the place, huh?
Yep.
He's got things to say. So tonight we have Dolphins preseason game number 2 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. You can hear that on 560 The Joe. So you guys can get your coverage there.
Hey, why I'm going to just throw this out there. Mm-hmm. It has to be said. Why can nobody say that without smiling?
I was dead serious, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It's a great branding.
Great.
It's a good marketing tool.
Look, you can't kiss ass before 8 o'clock. Can't nobody hear you before 8. So you good.
Is there a point where Cephalo has to say 560 The Joe and then Joe Rose can go? Yeah,
no, because they're on the network.
That's right. Say my name.
No, because they're on the network.
So. Oh, they're not doing some local call-in or anything like that?
No. I mean, let's say they jump on the pregame show, in which case maybe they do.
Say my name. That's what I would do if I was Joe Rose. I had a damn radio station named after me. I'd be swaggering around here.
That's right.
But then again, his radio station is half underwater right now. So
yep.
They got the, at least nice to see the hoses are out though.
Did you see the email we got yesterday about like being we're worried about your health and safety and all that stuff? I was like, jeez.
Yeah, I like to call those emails CYA. That's it. That's all that was.
Hmm.
That's all that was. Remember when we had that with the bathrooms back in the day?
Yes.
With that dungeon we lived in?
Yeah, but that was
what,
like
corporate yo ass?
Yeah, no, cover your ass.
Well, I think there might have actually like been somebody who like legit complained about the working environments at the last place.
No, the bathrooms at the last place, like I believe, had like government like notes on it and
Jesus.
Like cannot enter, and there was yellow tape and
this Ukrainian hat is itchy.
I thought how much did that cost? It couldn't have been more than $3.
Nah, this cost me a pretty penny, man. This was like $45.
No!
Stop!
I'm just messing with you.
Get out of here.
This is also getting returned today, by the way.
You can't return that sheet.
100%. Why? I didn't have sex on it.
You're rubbing yourself up against it all morning.
Target won't miss it. I won't even say it's at the same Target. I won't go to my local Target. I'll give it to another one.
Your local Target.
Yeah,
you don't feel bad for like the person that gets
Wait,
it after you.
No, let's be clear. If we're talking about returning stuff, I go into Publix and they take everything, right?
Yeah, correct.
There's people that drink half a gallon of milk.
Oh yeah, but yeah.
I said to a lady one time, she said, "Oh, I think this milk is bad." I said, "Well, ma'am, like this is none of my business, but if you drink that much of bad milk, your kidneys and liver and spleen would be on the floor right now."
So she's trying to return milk after drinking it?
And they take it. Half a gallon of milk, she says, bad.
Ugh.
Right. All the time, I see people return.
Oh, no, people.
Do you understand? That's why everybody's stuff costs more. Because that price just gets rolled into.
My wife used to work at Publix before she was fired for cutting deals for people that worked there. This is back in high school. So it's okay. I think Statue of Limitations is over. But she used to say, like, people would bring in all sorts of stuff, like meat that had expired 4 months earlier.
Here's the kicker.
It was in the freezer, and, like, they'd take that back. And
here's the kicker.
Yeah.
BOGO. Buy one, get one.
Can't resist it.
Then return it later on. Get your full price, but you ate one.
That's diabolical.
Wow. That's a life hack.
Yeah, no, it ain't a life hack. It's fraud. But they don't check. They don't, like, they know, and the people at Publix, the people that work there know exactly what's going on.
What's harder to resist, a buy one, get one at Publix or a 2 for $5? Because, I mean, I go for a 2 for $5 every time.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
They used to do, you had to buy two to get 2 for $5. Or if you buy, like if you go to a convenience store, right, it's 2 for $5, but one is $2.99.
Yeah, one's full price.
No, they don't do that at Publix. If you get 2 for $6 or 2 for $5, buy one, it's $2.50.
Yeah, like if you get.
So you don't have to buy two.
Yeah, they change it. So if you get like a 2 for $4.
If you get
the 2 for $4, if you buy one, it's $2.
No.
Right.
Yes.
I understand,
but what's
what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Who wants to buy something one for $2.50? I want to get 2 for $5.
Okay.
This doesn't sound as good. One for $2.50? Who cares?
And let me tell you, mm-hmm. You're the bass they're trying to catch.
No, I mean, I feel like it's a good deal. Have you ever felt like you've gotten rooked on a 2 for $5?
Yeah, you know when they get me? The Gatorade.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Let me
buy
tell you
10
why.
For
no,
$10.
Let me tell you why. Because if you go to Walmart, Gatorade is like 88 cents.
Right.
Right? That's the or a dollar between the Powerade and the Gatorade. The most expensive one would be $1 a piece. Publix, they have those deals sometimes too. I always go check for those deals. But normally it's 3 for $5.
Right.
And I'm like, holy smokes, it's the same as the gas station.
Listen, here's the deal. I love Publix. I don't think there's a better supermarket out there.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
I mean, there's some specialty markets out there that you might see in different states or what have you. But as for a regular supermarket, it doesn't get any better. But you're going to pay a little bit more for Publix because that's just what it's going to be.
Not everything, though. Certain things. Because I got to tell you, subs
Oh, that, no.
You ain't getting a better deal nowhere else if you go to, like, a sub store.
The Miami New Times wrote some articles ripping the pub sub.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, the prices are a bit skyrocketing.
Listen, chicken tenders. New Times, I appreciate the love a couple years ago. You guys are a fine publication, but, I mean, you're selling out. First of all, I've seen that article. You guys have done it. It feels like a good dozen times. The pub sub overrated, and here are five subs. Like, we know that you're taking under the table payments from those sub shops to put out that list. Stop writing the article that the pub sub is overrated. It's fine. Why don't you just give me top five sub places in Miami?
I don't have to step on Publix. Yeah, on the way, right.
Why you gotta blast somebody to lift up? I mean, it's just a ridiculous thing to say. They're
not
overrated.
I gotta tell you, maybe they had their sub done by Old Blue.
Listen, I get it. I understand. There's some great sub shops in town.
Now, here's my question.
But come on.
If you have an item that you really like at a certain place, I'm talking about you really love it, the one item, I'm talking about restaurants or whatever, will you go there for the other items or the other things just because you like that one item? For example, I like going to Capital Grill.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
I don't go often.
No.
But I like going.
I like because when you bring of
the,
us. What?
Because of the lobster mac and cheese. Mm.
Is that where we went in the mall?
That is where we went.
Yeah. Seafood Tower.
Yeah. Or was that Trulux?
No, we went to Capital Grill.
Went to Capital Grill. Well, I was just asking. I know they're both in the same place. I forget.
They're right next to each other.
Forget, man.
I mean, you can understand how he would make that.
Minus one.
No, yes.
Sorry. Jesus.
Trulux.
Because I thought the seafood and the crab.
They got me when that thing first opened at Sawgrass.
Trulux has a bunch of seafood.
No,
they catered like a lunch here once. It was pretty good.
Really?
It was free.
No, there you go. See?
It was free.
Don't confuse good with free. Because in this building, good is free.
I went yesterday, speaking of restaurants, I went for the first time yesterday and I bought something from one of the shops. It was the coffee shop. Whew. Felt pillaged. Hard times, man.
Really?
Oh my God. I got a nitro brew and it was like $15.
What?
It was crazy.
Oh no.
Got like a nitro brew and I got something to drink for my buddy. $15. I was like, damn. So I asked Leah, I was like, you guys here permanently, or are you like one of them pop-ups that's going to leave? She goes, oh, we're here. I'm like, feels like I'm going to get robbed a lot then.
No, I'll get the free stuff.
I got to drink this later. That is part of the punishment. I got to go drink this in front of the office in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Really? I know. Just make sure you keep all your business.
I'm fine. I got compression shorts on under this. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good, man.
Because
I'm keeping my boys in the house.
All right.
This has to be one of the worst punishments, especially now that this new building all has windows and everybody can see you walking down the halls.
Because you know what? Here's the thing about it. They don't understand what we have going on here.
They really don't.
And they heckle. They heckle. Like, people tell me.
Well, there's going to be half the building that knows what's going on. There's going to be like when we see like, you know, Cassandra or Gina, they're going to another shenanigan. Yeah, Vicky's going to see us.
Yeah, the other half of the building is going to be like, what the bleep is going on?
They're
going
to be like, this is why we don't sell you guys. Look at you. You're walking around in underwear and a toga. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Funny's funny.
Especially when, you know, sales, they're all dressed up.
Oh, do they have Casual Friday? Is that a thing?
No, I mean, they barely show up on a Friday.
That's fair.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know. Did you know this one time? Because when we went to, hell is that thing that I went to one night? Was it Macho Marlins Man Night, I think? I stuck around for a while, and they have a thing called, like, was it Beer 30?
Oh, no, Beer Friday.
Beer Friday. They have a Beer Friday, Leroy.
Yeah. Where?
We're
here?
Never invited.
Yeah, the mezzanine. I mean, we're not here. It's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, this is the one thing that's garbage is that we're at the morning show. Why can't we start Beer Friday now at 10:30?
Well, I can tell you this.
Does that kind of lean towards alcoholism?
Well, I mean, that's...
Does it? I mean, we live by different clocks anyway.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, like, we've already been up 3 hours, so we're almost at lunchtime, which is an acceptable Friday time to drink, I would say. And then when you get to 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock is basically like dinner. So, I don't know, man. It kind of feels like we're on London time, so I feel like it's acceptable for us to drink.
I will say this. Our competitors have something called the Beer Fairy, where they have like someone in the office wheel a cart around with liquor every Friday.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy does that anyway.
Yeah.
But his is just his is every location.
Yeah, correct. Right. So
totes that thing around like his wallet.
I feel like we should double that and because we have Beer Friday, it's great, but like no one's wheeling a cart around to your desk and
I hope this doesn't,
offering spirits.
I hope this doesn't happen to Channing Crowder, but like let's just say later in life, like when he's a real old man, he has to wheel around a tank of oxygen. Do you think he's going to be wheeling around a tank of oxygen tied to that cooler?
Yes. 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 Or he's going to have the back strap. He's going to have a backpack of oxygen wheeling his cart.
Oh, I like the hip. The hip wiggle right into the nostrils.
Right.
All right. Mike Francesa does radio well. Next. Yeah. Spider-Man and freeze in full effect. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin Leroy Beach. You can text the show 67974. That's good speaking. Texting the Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Texter wants to know, what punishment is he doing again? The Bobrovsky.
Hello, Bobrovsky. This is how we go. Sauna, toga, Russian hat.
Here comes Leroy running to get to the... Oh, no, it's Beast running to get to the show. Another texter writes in, you guys need to do a safety PSA for tonight's drinking game. You guys know that these guys suck on TV. Yeah, Zazzle always does that. He always lets you know. But I didn't feel the same mistakes last week. Did you feel like business picked up with JT in the booth, Robbie?
Yeah, it was way very more professional.
A road game. Maybe they went to Mons Venus. You know, maybe they
hit
maybe,
a bird.
Yeah, maybe something crazy happened. You know, the old goat Dick Stockton was out there. They were getting loose.
You think Greece was at a...
He might have been. I mean, the only thing I could say that probably, the only thing that happened noteworthy on the broadcast last week was the Garfinkel thing, right?
Yeah, that was.
I don't really think a lot of. Oh, he did do this thing. He did this thing where he was like, JT. Okay, so here's what happened. So Greece is looking. Some dude number four, I think, got a sack on the Dolphins. I don't know who that is, but he's
Nate Orchard.
Nate Orchard got himself a sack, and he wears number four right now, which obviously will change if he makes the team. But he's wearing number four right now. And Greece goes, you don't see a defensive end wearing number four very often. And he goes, and then JT, and so, like, you know, if Nat Moore was in the booth, they'd be like, yeah, it's like a punter's out there getting a sack. And then they'd be, you know, they'd make some joke about, like, Brandon Fields going and getting himself a sack, something ridiculous like that, and they just roll, and then old goat Dick Stockton would say something, but with JT, he kind of just shut it down real early. He was like, he goes, yeah, you know, we don't do that in the NFL. And then Greece is like, huh? He's like, we're supposed to have a back and forth, have a little fun, and JT wasn't having it. Now, I think, if memory serves me right, I believe Dick Stockton came in with a 69 joke after
that. Yeah, because there's a kicker or a punter that was right 69.
He goes, they are one of the few teams that have the old 69 as the punter. And JT did like that. He got a little chuckle out of him. So they're breaking him in slowly.
The one mistake that I spotted, I didn't watch much of the game, but I saw the end of the game.
Right.
Is Dick Stockton started getting confused between the play clock and the regular clock. You're like, oh, there's 10 seconds left of the game. And there was like over 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that could happen. That happened a lot last year. And Zazzo claims that Dick Stockton's called Preston Williams Preston Wilson.
Yeah, no, that happened.
I heard so Zazzle was just, because I did hear Zazzle one segment call him Preston Wilson, so he was just doing that to make fun of Dick Stockton.
Yeah.
Dick Stockton's a legend, man.
He is a legend.
He's a legend. I don't want to besmirch one of the greats.
And we don't get the,
when
the
he
next
was
game.
In his, wait, think about this. When he was in his prime, he was old.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. Dick Stockton called Carlton Fisk doing the, you know, this in the 70s.
Right. Jeez.
Yeah. Right. That was Dick Stockton.
Yeah, didn't he call all these like Celtics Lakers games, like these finals of the Celtics Lakers?
Yeah,
I think you guys are right. Now, one thing that's interesting, speaking of legendary broadcasters, Mike Francesa.
Oh, boy.
Fellow Entercom lover.
Now, Mike Francesa, he got some gems. I mean, he is the originator of That's a Win, That's a Loss.
My favorite game.
You know, he invented Beck after this. You know, there's just some staples that I'll never besmirch a legend
for. He invented Beck after this?
Yeah. Who did? You got somebody else?
I don't know. I just
Beck after this. Like, that's his catchphrase.
Okay. I mean, I know there's an entire Twitter account dedicated to it, but I get it.
Well, listen, I don't know if you guys have seen them. It breaks my heart that the Mets are playing good baseball. I hate this, especially since their meatball manager, Mickey Callaway, is like, analytics, I go against it like 85% of the time, which that doesn't even seem like math. Like, how do you go against analytics 85% of the time? So you just, you're doing the things that, like, so if you see a guy that's hitting 300, you're just like, nah. Or like, if a guy has any success, you're just like, don't trust it. Means the streak's going to end at any time. Or Mickey Callaway, 85% of the time, is just a he's due guy. Like, what is it? I don't even understand what he's saying. So I hate the fact that this guy, you know, who seemed like he was on the verge of losing his job, is now, like, waxing poetic and putting nerds in lockers. So Francesa, he had to have the enviable task. He needed to know, boys, the exact number of wins it was going to take the Mets to get into the playoffs.
Let me give it to you exactly. So they've played 118. They have 44 games to play. How many games will it take? Let me think about this for a second. There's 61 and 57. Okay. They got 44 games to play. If they win 22 and 22, they got 83. That's not cutting it. That's 83-79. That's not getting you anything. So you got to take 22, take four off that, go over to 26, take four off that. That's 26 and 18. That's 89. I don't think yet. Take one more off there. I think it'll probably take 90 wins to get the wild card. Right?
You still going?
61. 22 is 83. That'd be seven more. That's 90. Boy, that's playing really good. Well, it's better than 90. They have to play 29. It's pretty good baseball. I think it might take 90. It's 89 anyway. Eddie in Hoboken, what's up, Eddie?
Mike, I gotta tell you, listening to the dead air while you're doing math is one of the greatest things out there. It's the best. Thanks, guy.
That's what you stayed on the phone to do, you know? I mean, thanks for that. You know what? That's it. So, tell me, please, Eddie. Tell me now how to do a show. I haven't figured that out yet. Yeah. So, thanks. Give me some pointers. I need them.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Oh my
Eddie
God.
And Hoboken.
I was waiting for him to go, hey, if you carry the three.
Wait, but the funny part is the guy gets on and says, gotta tell you, listening to the dead air while you do math.
Oh, hey, you don't think
I'm more than sure. And to be fair to the caller, I'm more than sure that is not why he called. But because he was sitting there waiting so long and getting so pissed off about I'm sitting here listening to this guy do math. Oh.
You don't think I figure out how to do a show? You want to
give me pointers?
You want to give me pointers? Hoboken, Eddie, that's what you hang on for? It's like, no, that's not. No, I wanted to call and talk about the Mets, but Lord knows, Mike, I had to know the exact number of wins.
You know what?
What?
This is accurate. Guy texts in, don't forget Bob Greasy was on the number one team in college with Keith Jackson for a long time.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Yes. I know because he used to call our games all the time. Keith Jackson used to do the Rose Bowl.
Haven't all the Greasys been broadcasters?
Yes, and they all sound the same. They all sound the same.
But only Pop says the when something happens.
Well,
no, because
how many Greasys are there?
There's Brian.
I feel like Brian Greasy did like every Canes game basically for a decade.
Yeah,
right.
Because the Canes were always like third tier ACC game.
So poor.
So
I mean, hey, question. Mm-hmm. Somebody was saying they were saying that by JT that he's
like he's boring.
I would say this, that it's got, like, even what we do has gotten away from informative and now is more of entertainment. So all the people you see in the booth, you not only want them to inform you, you want them to be entertaining in how they bring it. And sometimes guys' personalities just aren't that.
This is what I think.
Oh, no.
I do think that, yeah, I think what's happened was is that that Greece and Nat Moore and Dick Stockton, like, I think Dolphin fans have kind of gotten to the point where we like tuning in to listen to these guys just be three old men just you know, stumbling all over themselves. And so then you bring in JT, who's buttoned up. He's been on ESPN. He did Westwood One games. Like, he's not going to play ball like that.
But he also doesn't have that.
Yeah, he's fine.
Personality.
Right. He's fine.
Like, he, as far as analyzing stuff,
yeah,
he's good.
He's fine. Like, if he was on a normal broadcast, nobody would notice. Like, I think if he was doing a game, you know, just on Fox, random Fox game, I think he'd be, like, I think everybody would be like, oh, yeah, he's fine.
For example.
If somebody turns the graphic,
do you watch? You watched the game last night with the Raiders and the Cardinals.
A little
right?
bit. Yeah.
And Booger McFarland, just how he delivers it is entertaining. He's an up-tempo guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes the stuff that he
doesn't have to be in his mobile.
Right. I don't even care about what he's saying sometimes. It's just like John Gruden. Like John Gruden. Like, he's entertaining. Do you sometimes not even care about what he's saying?
Well, yeah, because he's just John Gruden. So you don't,
right.
you don't even want analysis. You just want caricatures.
But isn't that what we all – if you turn on the TV to be entertained
I don't
by
know.
That
it,
stuff.
It's yeah, like I like when John Madden would just go, boom.
Right.
That's what I want.
Right.
I just want him doing the catch.
Right.
I like now
right.
that Tony Romo's going, Jim. Ooh. Yeah, like I want – I do want some of that. Like,
right.
The, you know
– Now, Romo is the combination of both
mm-hmm.
because he's not only going to tell you what's going to happen, but – it's almost like he's in the game giving you the play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a combination of both personality, informative, or whatever. But for the most part, I'm just curious to know, when did we get – like I remember when I was a kid, and I don't know when they have Howard Cosell in there.
Right.
Right? Those guys were more entertaining than informative.
Yeah, it's because they were all in the bag, bro. Get to your headlines next.